Many young people today are leaving our country and emigrating to other parts of the world because there's very little work here at home for young people. I've said this regularly on Sounds Irish, a rather sad situation. Now, I've played this particular song, not this particular track, over and over again on Sounds Irish. But recently I came across this Australian version of the song. There's a very famous Australian singer, Slim Dusty, who sang, what was that song? It's Lonesome Away from the Kindred, A Pub with No Beer. He had a huge hit with A Pub with No Beer. Great Australian artist. And he sings this, it's sort of country and Australian and Irish version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. He's singing it as an Australian. Now, I want to point out here, he gets one or two things wrong, including, he says, Shannon Bells. It's Shandon Bells. Totally different. The Shandon Bells are in Cork. And I don't think we have Shannon Bells, but never mind. It doesn't spoil it for me, and I hope it won't spoil it for you. Slim Dusty, the Australian artist, and his interpretation of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shannon Bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork and Adelaide did appear, Aaron's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely fairies dancing on the village green, there are lots of lovely colleens, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag around them if we had old Ireland here. If the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork and Adelaide did appear, Aaron's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here, if we only had old Ireland over here.
Fair dinkum cover, Bruce and Sheila, and all that sort of thing. There you are, Slim Dusty. Apologies to my Australian friends, if I've got any left after that. Slim Dusty, and If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. A few moments ago, I played Mary Black, and here she's joined by the rest of the Black family, the Diggers song. I think if you listen to the lyrics, it tells its own story.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain by theft and murder. They took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, a life of greed that feeds the rich while people starve. We work, we eat together, we need no sword. We will not bow to the masters, pay no rent to the Lord. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all, stand up for glory, stand up now. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim. Tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, only their vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth wasn't made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We came in peace, the orders came to cut them down. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all.
I wonder how many versions of this next track that I played. I think the big popular version was by the Dubliners, I think. But I think this is my favourite version of this song. It's the Irish Rovers and their wonderful interpretation and very musical interpretation of the song The Wild Rover. You know, the one that always guarantees to get people singing the chorus. And it's no, nay, never. No matter what happening, once you start singing that song at a party, the whole place takes off. But I think they do a very good job on this. The Irish Rovers, the best version of the song I've heard.
Thank you.
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I swear I will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I went into
to an alehouse that I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, but she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day, and it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover, no never no more. Then I took from my pocket a handful of gold, and on the round table it glittered and rolled. Well, the landlady smiled as she served me the best. What I told you before, sure, was only in jest.
And it's no name never, no name never no more will I play the wild rover, no never no more.
I'll go back to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they forgive me, as oft times before, then I swear I will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover, no never no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover, no never no more.
Now we're going back in time for this particular track. It's taken from an album, a vinyl album, would you believe? I believe they're on the way back. People are buying and playing more vinyl albums. Oh, right, that's good news for me. This goes back to, well, let me explain first of all, Michael O'Duffy. Michael O'Duffy we've had on the program quite a few times, and I told you the story how I worked for three nights with him in cabaret in the late 60s, early 70s, a gentleman to his fingertips. He used to sing this because I can remember playing this particular track with him in his cabaret act. Now, I have to explain when we talk about a boreen. A boreen is the Irish word for a little road. A bore is a road, and if we Irish want to add something to it, make it little, we put the word een at the end. A boreen is a little road. I like to wander down the old boreen. I like to wander down the little road. Now, enough of my prattle and explanation. Here's a bit scratchy, but please make allowances. Michael O'Duffy and Whispering to Kate Muldoon.
Oh, Whispering to Kate Muldoon.
I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, whispering to Kate Muldoon. T'was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May, I was coming from the fair at Tappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I stepped inside to light me pipe as any man would do when going to or coming from a fair. Then I spied a lovely colleen with two eyes of melting blue, and begorra then my heart felt very queer. I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from me father's down a neighboring boreen when I saw my Kitty tripping like a fawn. She smiled at me so shyly I felt as in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till dawn. The next time that I saw her, I told her of my love. She even blushed and let her basket fall. Then says she, go on, you schemer, giving me a gentle shove, and hinted, ask me, father, when you call. I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, whispering to Kate Muldoon. Well, her father, he consented, for says he, I know you well, and if Kate Muldoon agrees to be your wife, you can have her hand and blessing and a tidy bit of land. So we're married now and settled down for life. And we have three bonny children, perhaps we have some more, to keep us young and brighten up the scene. So when their turn comes for courting, now what better could they do, if like us they ramble down the old boreen? I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom, or to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a whispering to Kate Muldoon.
The lovely swish of the harp at the end there, wasn't that gorgeous? And if I can recall, when I was working on those three nights with Michael O'Duffy all those years ago, the audience used to love to join in that chorus. I like to wander down the... And he'd stand there and he'd conduct them singing it. And the thunderous applause at the end takes me back. And this is beautiful. Of course, it's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And we're all familiar now, those regular listeners to Sounds Irish, of the story of immigration, Irish people leaving Ireland to go and live and work elsewhere. And not many of them came home. But here's a song sung for us by Anne-Marie entitled To Welcome Paddy Home. Yes, Paddy has plans to come back home again to Ireland.
I am a true-born Irishman, I'll never deny what I am. I was born in North Cork by the Limerick tip line, but it's now far away I stand. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Now the girls, they're young and they're frisky, they'll take you by the hand, saying, Jimmy McCree, won't you come home with me for to welcome a stranger home. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy strangers. They settled all over the land, the horse and the plough, the goat and the cow fell into the stranger's hand. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest. Welcome, Paddy home. boast of the thistle, the Englishman boasts of the rose, but Paddy can boast of the Emerald Isle, where the dear little shamrock grows. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Hooray, me boys, hooray, no more do I wish for to roam. Sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home.
My Brendan O'Dowda track. Now, I had a problem with this because I'm a big fan of Brendan O'Dowda. He's no longer with us. He's gone to God. But he made some wonderful albums. Whoa, what, about the late 50s, early 60s, and even a bit later on. But this one I've chosen because I want to dedicate this to Mary Dynan, who's listening to me over there in Canada. This is for you. The ancestry and all that sort of thing, Mary. Okay, fondest love, good wishes from me to you.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday to watch the girls go by, and thinking we'd be married too on one day when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh boy, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy all swear. There's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man, I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Says Fagin, it's the father I'll be pleasing. I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazing and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture and the fat stock feeding there, and the hens and the chicken chim will go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man, I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I, well now, though I haven't e'er a cow of cash, I've got my share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky, she'll be coming to the shop here to buy some sort of thing. I lax her if she has a mind to stop here, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the windows and the outlook on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will there be in it with the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I am a stop all your life in your shop, and not a hair I care. With all your gold he'll never hold a hold upon the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what did she just say? She said that I might go and ask her father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gorra, on tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
Now, John Fitzgerald is another of our Irish listeners, and he wants to know, could I play the Alad Jones track that I played some months ago called A Gaelic Blessing? Yes, it's actually down on the CD as Deep Peace, and I think I always knew this as an Irish blessing. Now, just to clarify Gaelic and Irish, the Irish language is just one of the few Gaelic languages. So when people say, Joe, do you speak Gaelic? I say, no, I speak Irish, which is one of the... Are you still with me, or have I lost you somewhere along the way? John, listening to me here in Dublin, this is for you. And thanks for asking for it, because I think it's a cracking track.
Deep peace of the running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to
of Christ, of
Well, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Joe Ballard wishing you all the best. I hope all is well in your world, and if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. Don't forget the email address, joeballard2@aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. God bless you, and until next week, Slán. Travel safely. Bye.